I think Corby just turned his radio right now as soon as he heard that first note. A ballad from Boyz II Men.
Yeah. I'm with Corby. Like, you can just tell.
I would not put this on a list of ballads that would change your mind. It's not a bad ballad.
But it hasn't so far.
No, I'm pretty sure it hasn't. You guys don't know what love is.
Pretty dug in over here.
You are. All right, it's 10:58. It's the world's most dangerous midday show. Donovan Lewis, Travis Mejia in for Matt McLaren. Matt is under the knife, getting a few hernias taken care of. We'll try to give him a call, but he did text me and say it feels like they're running a little late. So he's in the hallway in his robe and his little hat, hernia sticking out, just waiting to get done. So I don't know if he'll be ready to receive any phone calls around noon, but we'll check and see.
Yeah, too many hernias at the hospital.
It's a lot of them. Mike Zimmer was introduced in a press conference yesterday with Coach Mike McCarthy. We'll talk about that coming up here in about 15 minutes. But it's Thursday. It's 10:50. It's time to do Am I the Jerk? You guys have sent in a lot of situations at amithejerk1310@gmail.com. So, Travis, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Fellas?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Here's one. Am I the jerk? Because whenever I'm at the self-checkout, I accidentally forget to scan one or two items, tipping myself for doing the cashier's job. Nothing too big, maybe $5 to $10 worth.
Every time?
I think that makes you a thief, not
a jerk.
Yeah, right?
Jerk. Like, I would say you're not the jerk. Because you're taking down big corporation, and I'm always cool with that. I like that. I'm with that. But using the excuse that you're taking it as a tip because you're doing self-checkout, I think we're all at the point where, like, I want to do self-checkout because it's faster.
Just a tip.
I don't know if I want to or not.
You don't?
And I'm not one of those guys saying, hey, man, I'm doing their job. It does seem odd that there are more, like, usually the self-checkout was just one or two lines, and now it's the majority of the store, and there's no one else working there, so you have no choice. Now, because I've gone a couple of times where there are just no cashiers.
Registers. Yeah.
And you have to do it.
And I just don't have a big problem with it. Like, I think it's faster. Maybe it's because of my serious aversion to human interaction.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you?
I just don't like strangers, man. I grew up in the 90s, stranger danger, and it stuck with me.
Well, I grew up in the 70s, and it was way more prominent then.
They weren't concerned with it like they were at my
stranger
time.
Danger?
I don't know,
my kids were getting kidnapped in Atlanta, and you're talking about we weren't concerned?
No.
Okay, you're an idiot. You're a jerk. I'm going to write this in
for
next week.
You're a real jerk. Oh, okay.
You're the jerk. All right, how do we pronounce G-E-T-T-H as a first name?
Get him.
What?
Geth? What is it?
G-E-T-T-H.
Yeah, Geth.
What did you say at first?
Get him. I thought you said G-E-T-T-A-H.
Oh.
Get him. Geth.
All right, this is from Geth. I was once in a hospital bed for 3 days following routine surgery. Doctors and nurses would come in every hour, so I would consciously and courteously time my gaseous formations trying to be polite.
That's cool.
My wife brought me some food from a place, and I was feeling it. So promptly, as the nurse walks out, I see my opportunity and promptly release the GF, and almost instantly, a class of about 8 resident doctors came in during a training exercise. There was no question that everyone in that room was politely enduring the odor. I told myself I was helping them get ready for their career as doctors. At least that's what I tell myself. Was Geth the jerk? And I'm going to say 100% no.
No, not the jerk
that's
at all.
That's not even close to being a jerk move. You're in a hospital. You just had surgery. That's the time to release anything and everything, whatever smell, however you need to do. They have been there. They've seen it. They've done that.
Yeah, whatever hell you need to evacuate after surgery is A-okay. And I guarantee that wasn't even the worst thing they smelled that day.
No, not even close.
No.
They
were probably happy it was just a fart.
That probably is true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anything.
Do you have any family members that work in the medical industry as nurse, doctor, therapist?
No.
So a lot of mine are, and they get it thrown at them a lot. A lot.
Like, I even feel like, like at the gym and all that. Like, you don't, almost kind of expect it, but you shouldn't be surprised because, you know, you're exerting all that energy and sometimes surprises happen. Why are you going to trip over something like that happens like that?
I'm going to laugh. Like somebody's bench pressing and I'm going to laugh.
Squat right at the bottom of the squat that brings them back up.
Gives them the power to get the rest up. Right.
You need that to power yourself back up.
Right. Exactly.
He's kind of stuck at the bottom of the squat. And I was like, oh no.
PR today.
I did it. So no, you're not the jerk.
No.
I say, you know what? Play a tune.
If you can.
Out of that butt. While they're there, entertain them.
Well, there's a lot of instances after surgery where like they need you to do that before they'll let you leave. Like they need you to evacuate the gas in your bottom before they give you the A-OK. So, I mean, they're cool with that.
You think Matt's going to have to evacuate before they let him
leave?
For
sure.
I wonder if it's going to just be painful. I feel like he's going to have a lot of pain with toots in the next week or so.
I feel like tooting's going to be because that's a lot of core work.
Yeah. You didn't know, and that's what, you know, everyone needs to give that excuse to the significant other this weekend. If you're around on the couch and you're letting fly, just say, I'm working on my core.
Right.
Because it is a lot of core work when you,
It's like core Kegels.
Just like that.
Just like
that. And that's exactly what I'm going to say. Okay. Howdy, my invasion friends. Here's my submission. This is from Kendall. Here's the situation. I'm at the gym mid-morning. Not normally too busy that time of day. I was using the leg extension machine. I had been on it for a few sets, so by no means camped out at the machine. Dude comes up and asks to work in. I pointed out that there was another leg extension machine exactly the same as the one I was using right next to me that no one was using. He gave me a very sarcastic, thanks a lot, man, and continued to give me a look the rest of my workout. So am I the jerk for not letting him work in when there was another identical machine available right next to me?
Idiot.
Yeah, no, you're not a jerk at all. I think there is a time limit to be on a machine. You know, like if you're on there for 3, 4, 5 sets, maybe just get up and do something else as a courtesy. Cause I do feel like when I'm in one spot for a long time, I kind of feel like I'm camping out, or at least that other people think that, so I might just do a little lap or something. But if there's another machine identical right next to you, I would like to investigate the identicalness of that machine. Just to, maybe it's got a broken weight hook or something, and he doesn't know that. But if it's right there, Bud should just pop over there, right?
And I do feel sometimes some people feel like they work better if they're working with someone, and if you're in between sets and you kind of get up to stretch and they're used, I don't know. Like I would probably just go to the one right next to me if it's identical, but if you're kind of needing some of that motivational, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Well, back to my aversion of human interaction.
Okay,
so
weird.
So I, not only would I not interact with that person on that machine, I would have found a different machine to work out on because I don't even want to sit next to somebody. Yeah, they might ask you something.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Answer the question.
No, dude. You think I'm... first of all, I'm going to ignore you whether the headphones are playing anything or not. I'm just not going to say it. You're literally going to have to get in front of my face or tap my shoulder. I'm sorry. Maybe
I'm surprised
I am the jerk.
You're talking to me right now. Is it because you're getting paid for it?
Yes.
Man, you're an idiot. All right. Hello, Invasion Boys. So today I wanted to get my breakfast from an orange and white Texas institution known for their breakfast on a bun.
Hmm.
Since COVID, I've liked placing my order on my phone and then pulling into the designated parking spaces to wait for the staff to bring out my order. Well, today, when I pulled up, all three of the spots had cars occupying them, but I noticed that two of the three cars were empty. And with no driver, meaning that the people parked their car in the designated curbside pickup spot only to go in and place an order, leaving me waiting for a spot to open up. This immediately angered me a bit, and each minute I waited for them to come out, I could feel my temperature going steadily up. So much so that when I saw a lady walk out of the establishment with her bag in hand, I felt I needed to admonish her for taking advantage of using parking spots specifically meant for curbside pickup. She was taken aback by my criticism of her, and before she unlocked her car and jumped in to leave, she corrected me and told me that she was curbside pickup, but they had screwed up her order, and so she had to go in and have them corrected. So guys, am I the jerk in this situation because the other guy who parked and went in was actually in violation of parking and walking in simply because the curbside parking spots are located closest to the doors than the regular parking?
I think you found yourself in the jerk area, unfortunately. First, admonish, wonderful vocab word. Love it.
I do too.
Anytime you feel like you need to admonish a stranger, think you're crossing into jerk territory. I understand they violated something.
I know.
But two wrongs don't make a right.
But that I feel like that only happens to me like one every 100 admonishable situations.
Do you admonish? I don't think I've ever admonished a stranger.
I may give like a gesture, like, come on, man.
Something like that.
Or
like, hi, I'm right here.
Yeah, but to just get out and say something to someone that's done something wrong.
That's aggressive.
That is very aggressive. And then it may be leaning toward jerk territory.
I think we have to leave the possibility open that the lady also may have been lying to him. That, like, she was trying to make him feel bad because she may have felt a little bad for taking that spot.
Now, it does grind your gears if you are there to do exactly what the sign said.
Yes.
And then you can't because someone is doing the opposite.
I will say I have waited in a spot for, like, 10 minutes before and had to go in and pick up my order.
The place they're talking about does...
It does have some issues sometimes. Yeah, so I think you're wrong once you, like, admonish because you don't know what they were actually in for.
Right.
Now, if they're in there for 20 minutes and you see them sitting down eating and walk back out, then sure.
Do you check your bag before you, like, leave establishment?
No.
See, I'm really bad about not doing that. And at that one, I got home with no meat on my burger. It was all just tomatoes and onions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check the bag. And
what?
You have to go back inside. So I get where this lady's coming from. I think our P1 has crossed into the jerk territory.
Yeah, I think that's a very jerk move.
There's another thing at play here. I've used that app before, and if all the spots are taken, there is an option to just park in other spots.
Right. And go in and get it.
And you can still, still check in, park in another spot, put your hazards on, and they'll find you.
I kind of feel like it's a jerk move to even still use that.
The
app? I got it with COVID, but the curbside,
you're
walk
wrong.
Out, I would just rather in and go get my food myself.
Less human interaction.
Okay, you know what? You're out of it.
Would be great.
I don't use curbside anymore.
Really?
I'll just go walk in and get it because I feel like that was a great idea.
You're still doing a lot of online ordering though, right?
Oh yeah, I'll order online, but I'll just walk in and go get my food.
Okay, yeah, no, I got you.
And I have someone serve me, like Benson or something like that.
Benson.
And you guys need people serving you. Jerks. All right, it's 11:11. It's the world's most dangerous midday show. Another edition of Am I the Jerk? We look forward to it next week. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. Just send in your situations and we'll admonish you if we need to.